To get us back in the swing of things, we head down to my neighborhood and go around the roundabout past the brand new Southwest branch of the Monroe County Public Library. And the Bulldogs of Bachelor Middle School are back at it today. And my great friend is the principal at Bachelor, Eric Gilpin. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Doing awesome. Good afternoon. Thrilled to be here again.
Yeah, Labor Day is over, isn't it? Everybody looks forward to that. This is great. Everything's going to be awesome, and you get the 3-day weekend, and then we got to go back. But it's a short week. All right, we can live with all of that. How was your Labor Day break?
It was nice and relaxing. Just get enough catch up to get the energy to hit the road running again this week.
So, and I think
we got a lot happening.
I know. You got a ton going on, and we'll get to all that. But it's kind of interesting because we start school on the 2nd of August, mm-hmm. and then we get the break about a month later. And then about a month later, we get a fall break. And then a month later, we get Thanksgiving break. Does that help when it's broken up like that to kind of get everybody recharged instead of having those long droughts of waiting and waiting and waiting?
I think so. You know, I think that, you know, with such an emphasis on just the standards and you know, the things we're trying to do in the classroom, that, you know, I think for the students and for the teachers, just kind of breaking it up, giving you a 3-day weekend, or like fall break, you get a 4-day weekend, and then you get Thanksgiving with the break. It's just enough to just, you know, just kind of, okay, I can make it to the next. It gives you something to shoot for, a little
right,
hope. A little
right. It's the carrot that dangles. And I left out Election Day in there as well. That's another one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We've got fun things going on. All right, now we are about, what, 5 weeks in? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, this is our 5th week. Yeah, well, it's actually, because we don't count the first week, we're actually 5.5 weeks in, really.
And everything is going now. You've got sporting events and contests happening down there. You have all the extracurriculars are up and getting ready to go. And for folks that are new to town or are not completely familiar, middle school here can be different. It's just 7th and 8th grade for you guys over there. So as soon as they get in, they get over the fear of being there, then boy, they're gone.
You're right. We always say we either get them coming or we get them going. One of the two. We don't have them for very long, but I guess it has both ways has their advantages and disadvantages. You just get to know some of the kids, and all of a sudden they're leaving you.
But it's a fun time because it's a fun age, and we know growing up is not the easiest thing to do. But what Bachelor has done, as I've learned, because my daughter's in 8th grade there, I've never hid that from anybody. There's a million things to either get involved with in school, after school, before school, that helps kids grow up, that helps them keep connected. How important are having those programs and your teachers who run them?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. I think that anybody that doesn't feel connected, you can say this about maybe your job or any place that you're at where you don't feel a connection, it's just harder to do that job, harder to do that, to be a part of something. I think in middle school where these students, their friends and their peers are so important to them at this age, if they don't feel connected in there, that they really don't, it's tough to participate in school and specifically get involved academically as well. You know, it's very rare somebody who's just kind of a loner over here that's not connected to anybody and still does really well academically. So, you know, we work really, we work extremely hard trying to find those connections for students so they can feel a part of the community, find a group of people that they can plug in with. And, you know, that's really important. And that just translates to being more successful at school.
Yeah, keep them engaged, keep them connected. Then attendance gets better. Then everybody else starts getting better as well. So that is you're right. It's just get them there, get them involved, and I don't want to say everything else takes care of itself. But then you want to come back every day, and that's important.
Yeah, yeah.
That's important as well.
Yeah.
Eric Gilpin is our guest today. He is the principal at Bachelor Middle School. How many years now?
I started as principal in 2009. I was assistant principal in 2002, so I've been at this gig for a little bit.
Racking them up. Well, you have to love it then if you've been there this long.
I do. It's you know, I'm kind of at that age now where I got parents coming up to me in open houses and saying, "Hey, you remember me? I was in your office X, Y, and Z." Like, oh, yeah, I remember you.
Well, that generations that have come through, yeah. And that is funny. Yeah. Athletics are getting started as well here in the late summer. Boy, and you, just like getting the, a lot of us had to do, what was it, last, no, 2 weeks ago when it was that hot. Who makes that decision? Do you pick up the phone? Is that Dr. Hoswald on the phone saying, hey, look, if you guys are going to do stuff outside today, maybe not if it's this hot. Those aren't decisions made in your walls, are there?
No, there's a certain level that we kind of do that, but at the same time, that one was just one of those. It's such an extreme situation that we just called it as a district. Just said, hey, that way nobody has to. When you call an event because of weather, nobody wins. People are
correct.
Upset because it got canceled. People are upset because you played it. And so it was. It's kind of nice when somebody from up above says, hey, this is too risky. Let's not risk it. And so all three middle schools ended up canceling our football games and moved all of our practices indoors. And so that was kind of nice. But, that was not our call. And sometimes it is. That one happened not to be, and I think it was the right call.
Look, football guys don't want to practice in the gym. The basketball guys don't want to have football guys. Look, and the other part of this is the schedule is so tight. There's not a lot of room just to say we'll play it tomorrow. It just doesn't work that way. So it's like you said, it's not the best way for everybody to get through it. Well, we don't have to worry about your radio TV program and all the fun things you do there. That's always indoors. That's always indoor season. Who is shining in your spotlight here as the first 5.5 weeks of school have been going on?
We've got they're so good at that particular program. They I don't know if you get a chance to see some of our Friday announcements that they do video-wise.
Comes in the newsletter, absolutely.
So it's middle school doing it, but they get some unique approaches to things, which is always kind of fun. And they're so good at trying to find areas, and I know Mr. Rudkin does a lot to encourage them to look in different aspects, talk to different teachers, but most of it's their own ideas and their own creativity. And every class period has an opportunity to make an announcement, Friday announcements, and they do a nice job of trying to interview various teachers and people in the building and some of their own classmates, and so they do a nice job with that.
Yeah, you got to keep everyone connected in one way or another. We can do all that. Now, the good news is, school is back in session. And I don't want to get on Dr. Hoswald's bad side. The big job fair is coming up. Is that this Friday? Is that already around the corner here coming up?
I think it is. I think it is.
So everybody's hiring. How is your staff? That was going to be the last part of my question. Okay. Are you guys covered? Do you need classroom assistance or anything else?
We have one special ed position that's still open that we are trying to get filled, but we have all that covered with the people we have here, and then we have a couple of assistant positions that we could use. So we have a couple during the day, and I think we've also got. I think we may have a. We may have just hired a custodian.
Great.
So that,
the unsung heroes.
Oh my word! Yes, they are. They work at night. Nobody sees what they do, but if they don't do it, then everybody knows that they didn't do it. And we really appreciate all the hard work they put in for us.
And Eric Gilpin is our guest this afternoon. Bachelor Middle School, how much of the partnership with the library, how has that been going? You don't share the same property, but boy, you're next door neighbors.
Well, we're starting to build a relationship. Our media specialist himself, we do some special time during the day. We have built in trying to get those connections we talked about. In a couple of days, he's taking kids all up for a walk up there to see what's happening. And then, I've heard students as they walk out say, hey, I'm going to go to the library tonight. And, that wasn't something we used to hear. And so it's kind of fun to hear that. And I know they're hanging out, but they're getting an opportunity to do some other things. They have some adults help them with maybe some homework. We're just in the infancy stage of trying to figure out you know, how we can help each other. And so at this time, we don't have anything formal, but we are in a lot of conversations about, you know, how can you use us and how can we use you to benefit us both and help these kids out.
Yeah, and they just when do they open their doors? Late June?
June 6th or 9th.
Okay.
One of those 2 days was when they had the ribbon cutting and opened it up for good.
Yeah, I know my kids have been over there. They love it. Really cool. Enjoy it. It's just a great place to have, again, to have a really good neighbor that helps kind of with the mission. You know, you could have put a lot of things there, but a library next to a middle school, well, that makes a ton of sense. As we get into the grading periods, we're 5.5 weeks, and how often do we do that at the middle school level?
So at the middle school, we're a little different than the elementary or the high school. Every 6 weeks, we call them terms. So we have 6 terms within a year, and so our term is about up. Next Friday will be the end of the term. And so we're trying to wrap up, trying to get those kids caught up this week so we can they can have everything ready to go at the end of the term, get those grades to where they want to be and where the parents are wanting them to be. But that's next Friday, I believe, the 15th.
There you go. Well, it's never a dull moment. The train never stops. It just keeps rolling, rolling down the tracks. Looking a little bit further down the road, President. Well, I don't want to call you president. That's the third time I've said that
I'll
today.
Take it.
Again, you've been promoted. President Eric Gilpin here of of Bachelor. You, what's next on your big to-do list on campus? We know with the library and we know the expansion of Gordon Pike, you see it every day when you pull in there, that's going to eventually connect to Fullerton Pike. We know that's coming. What do you guys have on campus? I know your building's been around, maybe not the longest, but you've got a couple miles on those tires.
Yeah, we do. You know, I think that when you start looking at some of the things we need, and one of the things we keep joking about is when they built this building, they did not build it with technology in mind because you like have one outlet in a room.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. You know, we're struggling with, you know, you got all these things that we need plugged in, and we got one outlet that we're all sharing.
Everybody, so bring a power strip.
Exactly. Everybody bring their own power strip so we can plug some things in. So, you know, we've had some things around there trying to upgrade. You know, I think that it's a look at, you know, how well does the design of this building, how conducive is it to, you know, the modern way we're doing education? You know, is there things that we can do here? So I think, we have conversations about, you know, is there something we can redo, remodel, change. You know, it was at one point, you may know this, but it was an open concept, which meant there was no walls. So about 25 years ago, we put walls back into the building. And so it's a little tough to do some of the things we'd like to do. But, you know, our teachers are great and the students are great. And so we make it work. So, you know, those are the kind of things we'll take a look at in the future. What more can we do here to make it more modern for what we're trying to do in the classroom?
Yeah, you have to, because I don't think the technology train is going to turn around either. We're going to need more power, Captain, like Scotty used to yell at Captain Kirk there. But keep up the great work, my friend. I'm glad you've had a great holiday to recharge those batteries. I know everybody's excited this week with North and South stuff going on. And next week, the end of the grading term well. If my daughter is ever in your office, you can go ahead and call the program, and we can sort it out in the community.
Sounds like a great idea.
If we need, go ahead and call her down to your office right now. Let's see if we can get her on the air. Do you think that would embarrass her just a lot?
I think it would. She's not. I'm sure she's not quiet at home. She's kind of quiet here, and I think that would really kind of.
That's good that she's quiet somewhere, because that's not. I don't know. She has me fooled sometimes. Well, I appreciate your time as always. I'll let you get back to making sure everything is running smoothly, and we'll get caught up down the road, my friend. Thanks.
Sounds great. Appreciate it.